All right, we are back, and we are here with the founder of Banners for Freedom, Robert Agee. How you doing?
Hey, doing great.
Good to see you. Yeah, so tell us a little bit about your organization. I have information here, but I'd like our listeners to hear it directly from you.
Sure. Well, it's quite the testimony, and it's a lot of it's because of these conferences, the Clay Clark Reawaken America Tour Conference, right? Wow. So we wanted to go to the one in Tulsa, the very first ones. We're in Dallas, Texas area. Mm-hmm. It was nice and close. Went to go get tickets. They were already sold out. They sell out really quick.
Nice.
So we had to wait until the Tampa conference. We felt like that was the next one that we were supposed to go to. Went down there with the family. It was amazing. It was like 8,000 people. You know, they're you know what I appreciated about it? It was like the truth and the spirit coming
yes.
together.
Yeah.
Meeting one another. And we got really inspired. You know, General Flynn's up there. He's like, you know, local action creates national impact. Get involved at a local level. We get back to Texas. We're having a 4th of July party. Big fireworks out on our property. And the people were talking about how the county commissioners had just passed this law where we had to apply for a permit to build a chicken coop
what?
Out in the county, right? And we said, no, that don't sit right with us.
Mm-mm.
So let's do this local action thing, and let's let the county commissioners know how we feel about it. So we all showed up that next Tuesday, whole bunch of us. We filled up the courtroom, the lobby, the parking lot.
Oh, my gosh.
And they quickly rescinded. We realized that, you know, just showing up and speaking up can make a difference.
Yeah.
But while we were there, and I'm ashamed to say, I've never been to our county commissioner meetings.
It's okay. All right.
It took something that
yep.
directly affected me to get up off my rear end and get in. And we're all busy. We all have an excuse.
You know what? It wasn't until COVID I had never done the same thing.
Right.
So I'm right there with you.
Yeah.
I understand.
Well, you know what? While we were there, they had a couple of COVID agenda items they were going over. Some people were wearing masks. And at the end of every meeting, the judge was encouraging people to go get this experimental gene therapy shot. And I'm like, what is going on in our county commissioner meetings? You know, why is a judge encouraging people to go get an experimental gene therapy shot? So we felt like this is a perfect opportunity to get involved a little further, right? Because we can take the information from events like this,
mm-hmm.
or from the Ann We Know Show, or Stu Peters, or, you know, any of these people that are putting out good information. We can take that and deliver it and communicate it to our county commissioners.
Yeah.
So we spent the next 17 weeks and just went down there and wore them out. You know, we'd print off material. We would tell them all about it. You know, you can speak 5 minutes during public forum, but you can also speak on the agenda item. You got 5 minutes, and they had two COVID agenda items.
Oh my gosh.
So for 15 minutes, you know, that they wisened up and they removed those COVID agenda items. They got tired of listening to me up there telling them how Bill Gates is, you know, evil. And so many other things.
Yep.
But while we were there, we had some victories, right? The mask started falling off. The judge stopped encouraging folks to go get the jab at the end of the meetings. And they actually adopted Governor Abbott's vaccine mandate ban that he put in place in Texas.
Wow.
So we were really encouraged by those victories. And we had an ad out in the paper, and there was some censorship taking place there. My wife, you know, they were coming after the children at this point. They had just announced that they were, you know, approving it for children under certain ages, and they were going to be putting up these pop-up vaccine clinics in schools. So we're like, what else can we do to wake up our community? Well, my wife was down in town right next to the Sonic. There was this digital billboard right across the street from the high school, and she felt like the Lord spoke to her and said, this is what you need to do next. You need to get a message up on this billboard. She came to me with that, and I told her she was crazy. I said, a billboard? We're not billboard people, right? You know how busy I am. I'm trying to run I'm a general contractor, and I've got all these things. But like I said, we always have an excuse on why we can't do something. So, you know, she poked at me a couple times. And
that was Stella, man.
You know, it didn't take...
You got it.
It didn't take very long for her to encourage me to get this billboard because they were coming after the children.
Yeah.
And that's war. You know, you don't mess with Texas, you don't mess with our children. And war calls for sacrifices.
Mm-hmm.
I said, babe, how much is this billboard? She had already figured out. She had contacted the company.
Yeah.
She had, you know, already contacted the And We Know show to say, hey, we want to put your logo up on here. See, we're not a source of information. We're just two simple backwoods folk, right? But the And We Know show is a source. Thus, you know, the Clay Clark Reawaken America tours, you guys are a source, right? So we were going to put up their logo with their URL. And we were just going to put up the VARS data. That speaks for itself. We don't even need a call to action. Just, you know, COVID-19 jab injuries, 1,400,000.
And counting.
And counting. If that doesn't shock you into thinking twice,
yeah,
you know, it don't matter if you put up a call to action or not. So that's what we did. We took an ad out. We put up that number. Back then in November 1st of last year, it was only 800,000. Now it's 1.4 million. Mm. And that's just what's being reported to the Health and Human Services.gov website, which according to the Harvard report, the Lazarus report, that study they did, that's like, what, 1% of what's being reported? It's unbelievable. Yep. 30,000 deaths, right?
It's ridiculous.
Like, we got to do something. We got to bypass this media censorship, which I'm sure y'all are experiencing too.
Oh, yeah.
And we're gonna take authority over, you know, we have to take authority over these mountains of influence throughout our nation, right? I believe God's doing that right now. But we're going to take authority over these billboards that the enemy's used for so long to deceive us and put out, you know, messages that aren't truthful. And we're going to, you know, Psalms 20 verse 5 says, in the name of our God, we will raise our banners. So that's what we're going to do. My wife was reading in that. When she came to me, she goes, babe, look what I found in Psalms. And this first start, I was like, that's it. That's what we're doing. We're going to march forward as the army of the Lord. We're going to raise banners of truth across this nation. Well, actually, I said, we're going to raise a banner of truth in our town because that's as far as we thought this was going to go.
Yeah.
You know, we're just going to try to wake up our community, but the Lord had a different plan.
Oh, my, of course, as always.
Yeah. And, you know, it's an amazing testimony because, you know, we're very simple people. We don't get out and do these kind of things, doing interviews with microphones, you know, in front of us and getting up on platforms and talking in front of people. That's not our thing. We have a homestead way back out in the woods away from everyone. That's how we like living. We like people, but, you know, we never thought we'd be doing anything like this. And God said, I've got a plan because this way he gets all the glory.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
So he called us out. Essentially, the way the story goes is Clay Clark saw this billboard we had put up in town. My mom had texted him a picture of the billboard and had his logo on it. And he said, hey, I'd like to talk to you. I thought I was in trouble, right? I'm like, oh boy, I didn't ask for his approval. You know, I didn't think they would care. You know, it's free advertisement, right? So we get on a Zoom call. I'd never done Zoom before. I figure out how to download Zoom. I get on there and he comes on. He opens with his show. He's like, yes, yes, yes. Welcome to the Clay Clark Show. I about fall out of my chair. I'm thinking I'm just having a conversation with this guy. He starts talking about how many billboards we have up and what our plans are. And I'm thinking, I would love to put up billboards all over the nation, but you know, we can barely fund this one in town. We actually had some folks in town that heard about what we were doing. They're like, hey, you know, that shouldn't be just that your responsibility. It's our town too. It's our community. How can we help? And they wanted to donate. So we set up that Give, Send, Go campaign. And that's the alternative to the GoFundMe, the Christian alternative. Great guy, Jacob Wells, the owner of that. Good Christian man. We met him. He's a really nice guy.
Good.
Well, we had set that up. And, you know, after we did that interview with Clay Clark, we started getting some donations. And we're like, oh, we got like $3,000 in our gifts and go. What's happening? We sit down. We watched the And We Know show, right, with LT.
Yeah.
And it was like 2 days after this interview. I guess someone had sent it to LT. And one of the images on there had the And We Know logo. So he put it on his show. And I'm like, what are we doing on the And We Know show, right? He plays a little clip of that interview. I about fall out of my chair. And our phones just go nuts. The notifications were on. And it's like, ding, 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 ding. We had to turn it off. Right? It was just crazy. So many people, when they heard this message about what we were wanting to do, it resonated with them. And they wanted to get involved. They wanted to help raise a banner of truth. They understand how important it is. If we don't do something now, we're going to lose it all. We're going to lose our children. We're going to lose our family. We're going to lose this nation. So the wonderful folks over on the And We Know show, they donate over $30,000 in 24 hours.
Wow. That's amazing.
So I'm like, okay, babe, what is happening? right? We got like 33,000. Like, right, we were happy that we had like $200, right, to help cover that $800 billboard. We're like $30,000. And then Stu Peters calls. And he wants to, you know, do an interview. And we have an amazing conversation. We're praying together on the phones. Like, what is happening, Lord? We do an interview. $20,000 more comes in. So we're like $50,000. This is like in the first few days of having this billboard.
Oh, my gosh.
Wow.
And then Clay calls. He's like, hey, if you ever want to come to one of our conferences, I'll get you free tickets to get you in. Get you VIP tickets or something. And I was like, well, we were actually just that day, I was about to order tickets to go to the Dallas conference.
Yeah.
It was going to be happening here in a couple of weeks. He's like, you want to go to the San Antonio conference? I was like, yeah, we'll just go to the Dallas one. You know, no reason to go to both because they were happening kind of back to back. He calls back. He goes, are you sure you don't want to go to San Antonio? It's like, well, maybe I should be in San Antonio. You know, I was born and raised in San Antonio. I'm an Alamo boy. I got friends and family down there. I will go to San Antonio next weekend. We kind of stop what we're doing. We travel down there. And I'm like, you know, we weren't speaking or anything. He's like, if you want to set up a booth, you can go ahead. I'm like, a booth? Like, what do I do with the booth? Right? I was like, well, what are we doing? Like, we don't even know what we're doing. So we put up a little sign-up sheet. If there's anybody who wants to help us raise a banner, you know, fill out your information, print out a little banner with the graphic on it. And we're standing there, and Clay's like, hey, I want you to tell everybody what you're doing. It's like, I'm telling everybody that comes by. He goes, no. I want you to get up on the platform.
Oh, my God.
And tell everybody what you're doing. I'm like, Clay. I was like, I don't even know what we're doing. I'm not getting up in front of thousands of people. He's like, I'll tell you what. He's like, you pray about it. You let me know, and I'll get you up there. So I went back to the Airbnb. I prayed about it. And the Lord spoke a message to me so clearly. He gave me a word for that next day. He said, this is what you're going to tell the people. And, you know, it was more of a reminder that we are first the army of the Lord, right? Before we're the army of this nation, before we're the army of Trump, right? We're the army of the Lord. And I think so many of us have forgotten that. That, you know, if God be for us, who can be against us? And we've been afraid to face these giants. And it was just like when David went to the, you know, Israelite army. And he said, what are you doing? Like, who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the army of the living God? What are y'all doing cowering over here? Like, give me that stone. He went up and took care of the giant. And here I am reminding everybody, look, Psalms 20, verse 5. We're going to raise our banners across this nation. We're going to march forward as the army of the Lord. And we're going to call on him to fight this battle for us. And we're going to do our part. And it was really powerful. It's actually, it's kind of our mission, you know, speech. And I got it right there in the middle of our website, banners4freedom.com. It's right there in the kind of middle there. And what happened next was absolutely shocking. If the Clay Clark interview wasn't shocking enough, and the And We Know interview and Stu Peters, people start coming up to the platform and donating money. Before I was even done speaking, Clay grabs the mic and he goes, hold on, don't go nowhere. We're going to raise $100,000.
Wow.
I said, oh, get out of here.
Whatever.
And he tells his production guy, he's like, play $100,000 raising music. The guy plays Waymaker. Like, well, that's appropriate because we're going to need the Waymaker to show up to make this possible. People just started coming up to the front and filling up trash bags full of cash.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
You know, we're just melting down in the back, trying to hold it together. We're like, Lord, what in the world are you doing? We count up the cash. It's $22,000. We look at our gifts and go, $28,000. That's 50. Get this. A guy came up on the platform and he said, I'm going to match everything that's donated today. He didn't know how much was donated. I called him up. I said, hey, so we're at like $50,000. He goes, give me your bank account number. Wired $50,000 over. We raised exactly $100,000.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Not even trying to hit that number, right? It just happened. And it was like God was saying, look, I'm in this. Move forward. Get these banners of truth raised across this nation. And that's just one testimony.
Wow.
Of how God has orchestrated all of this. There's my wife, Jamie.
I was
going to
say, is that your wife?
Yeah, there she is, and our son, Elijah. This is all her fault. That's why we're sitting here behind a mic, right? I should be on a tractor right now.
Well, she's the one who really got it started. She should be over here.
I
she
know,
should.
Right? Mm-hmm. She's like, no, thanks.
She's shaking her head. Nope, I'm good over here.
Yep, I'm good.
Well, I think what you guys are doing is absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah.
And it's something that, you know, we need to support. You know, the $100,000, that's an amazing testimony. And that's, I mean, just phenomenal. And you've raised so far $445,000?
Yeah, I think we're like $470,000, which has allowed us to put up 180 plus billboards in over 30 states.
Yeah, 30 states, but Idaho's not one yet.
No, it is.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't see Idaho on here.
Idaho's on there. Yep. If you scroll down to keep going a little bit further, click on that full location.
Oh, you know what? I didn't hit the show more. Yeah,
well, if you click on that guy right there, you'll scroll down to Idaho. We had several billboards up.
Oh.
So how do you choose locations?
Well, it's interesting. So, you know, we've never done this before, right? In the beginning, we didn't really know what we're doing. We started praying about it. The Lord sent us a guy who sources billboards.
He
finds the independent billboard operators throughout this nation. These are the true patriots, and they're the ones that are willing to put this message up.
Yeah.
You see, like Clear Channel and Lamar, these bigger ones, they will not allow this message up. So we're like, how are we going to do this? We went to them first. So we started putting up banners as these different companies would approve them. If they approved it, boom, we're getting a banner up. Boom, we got a banner up. And it just happened to start in the East Coast, and it fanned this flame all the way across to the West Coast. And then, you know, now it's just that it's morphed into several different things and different reasons why we get them in different areas. Some people they'll have a group, a patriot group, like, we want a banner up in our town. And they'll raise the money, and then they'll fund the billboard, and then we'll just help facilitate it. We'll get the graphics up and make it happen.
Wow.
We'll have independent people. We have this one sweet lady who has put the same billboard, paid for the same billboard up in New Jersey, I believe, for several months now. And then, you know, we're in 33 states. We want to be in all 50. Mm-hmm. Some states are harder to get into than others. But, you know, as we rate them, as we get, you know, approval to get them up in these states, we do. And we've done bus benches and mobile digital trucks.
Oh, my gosh. That's great.
And indoor billboard, over 500 indoor billboards, those TV screens you see in, like, doctor offices and different places like that. And then there's Times Square.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Get it up in Times Square?
We're in Times Square live right now.
That's so exciting.
So, yeah. This is amazing. Like, we never thought we'd be up in Times Square. They're not going to allow this message. Right? The VARS data, you know, 1 million plus people. You know. So this company, I actually contacted my wife. We got back from the Phoenix conference. They called her up and they said, hey, we heard about what you're doing. We had a company purchase a 3-month slot on our board. It's $90,000 for 3 months. And it, you know, it's an ad that comes up. It's a 10-second animation. You know, it comes up every 5 times an hour, you know, throughout the week. And they put down $60,000 of the 90. Then they pulled out of the contract and left the country and left that money on the table. And he said, we'll give you that slot if you come up with the remaining balance of $30,000. I'm like, well, this is incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was like, babe, how much money do we have in the account? She's like, oh, like $5,000. Like, ooh, how much time do we have to make this decision? Like, we need to know by tomorrow. I'm like, oh, okay. Well, we'll let you know tomorrow. We're going to pray about it. All right. So we did, and I feel like the Lord said, look, I didn't give this to you to tease you with it. This is your board. And it's a corner board, right? So it's like a cornerstone.
Yeah.
And it's two boards in one. You know, it's like a double portion, right? Mm-hmm. And it's above all the other boards right there in that location.
Okay.
So it's just amazing, right? And he said, if you take care of it, I'm going to take care of you. Okay. So what does that mean? Like, you want me to pay for it? I was like, I got a card. I can do that. So I put it on our credit card. 2 days later, a gentleman calls and he goes, I heard you're getting up in Times Square. Yes, actually we are. They tell me the story. I tell him the story. I said, no. So you did the right thing. That's not your responsibility. So give me your bank account number and wire $30,000.
Oh my God. That's like, amazing.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Another testimony that we're moving the right direction here. And this company has been very good to us. They've allowed us to put not only the VARS numbers up there, which have been live since January and updated every Friday, we update.
Wow.
We've been able to put up other messages of truth, right? So, I mean, stuff from the Mar-a-Lago being raided, right? Things about January 6th, all sorts of different truth messages. Like, if you go to our Telegram channel, Banners Number 4 Freedom, there's the... You know how you can pin a message on Telegram?
Yeah.
If you click on those pinned messages, it'll cycle you through all of our Times Square billboards.
Nice.
And it'll land you on a flyer. If you scroll down one post under that flyer, it'll have the actual video. So you can see it rolling and see the animation. This is an actual animation. Like, we had Fauci up there as a meme of Fauci being drug out by the Punisher and John Durham and being thrown out. And then Trump comes in with a slap. You know the Will Smith slap?
Yeah. Yep.
And it's Trump and Fauci. It's so awesome. We have a lot of fun with it. And then we've been giving the surprise shout out to these digital media warriors out there that have been sacrificing so much to get the truth out. Every week we'll do a new shout out to one of these guys. So it's absolutely amazing what the Lord has facilitated.
It's amazing.
Yeah. So I have a question before you go. Sorry to interrupt. How did your mom get Clay Clark's phone number?
Right. Well, she was actually ordering a ticket to the conference.
Oh, so okay.
She was ordering a ticket. Gotcha. And you do it through text message.
Right.
And I had texted her a picture of the billboard. And she saw that. She goes, She forwarded that on to whoever that she number. Was buying the ticket to.
Yeah.
Who showed Clay.
Okay. All right. I get it. I'm like, I thought she had some secret magic potion way to get his number.
Clay gives out his personal phone number.
Yeah, but that means I have to talk to him.
Yeah. Well, he gets a lot of messages. Yeah,
apparently, great. Don't do it on Zoom the first time.
Oh.
You might end up live.
That's right. That's right.
Well, that's great. Robert, I think it's absolutely amazing what you do. If you guys want to donate, go to givesandgo.com/banners, the number 4, freedom. Thank you.
Hey, thanks
Thank
for having
you
me.
So much.
Appreciate y'all.
Thank you.